Oh, Chris, thank God he can bat, Steve Smith. Did you see that little stuff on Instagram of him playing the guitar and singing?
Hi, guys. I saw it, actually. I haven't actually heard it. I just caught
You're lucky.
Where he was pretty handy. It sounds like Stephen Smith knows Shane Watson, who goes pretty well on guitar and actually played at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, the famous Beatles bar on a previous tour here. I think he played a Killers song from memory. So he's quite handy. But good on Steve for taking up another little habit, I suppose, during suspension. Because I suppose he needed something else to do. So well played to him.
I was going to say, mate, when those cricketers go on a tour, it's fairly long, and they need to find something else to do and take their mind away from cricket. It gets underway tonight. Tomorrow your time. Yeah. Are we expected to get any play on day one?
Well, they reckon it's possibly going to be a washout, Laurie. It's not raining here at the moment. I've just walked out of a Queen's Park Rangers Bristol City League Cup tie, which went to penalties in West London. And actually, Bailey Wright, the Socceroos defender, just missed the penalty to seal the game for QPR. But anyway, it's certainly clear today. It was a nice day today. They forecast rain for every day of Edgbaston, and it barely rained at all. So fingers crossed they've got the forecast wrong again, although it doesn't look good. There's certainly people saying there won't be any play tomorrow. If there is, look, there's plenty of interest, I suppose, that you've seen around this Australian side. With they narrowed it down to 12 today. There's a lot of speculation that it'll be Josh Hazlewood in for James Pattinson, who they've rested. That seems to be the way it's being tipped. And he'll probably suit their new mantra of, controlling England's run scoring. He bowls with that sort of discipline and ability to restrict the opposition batsmen. So I think that's probably the way they're going to go.
Yeah, I thought Mitchell Starc may have been given an opportunity, but if they go with Hazlewood, obviously they believe that he'll get the job done. What's the reaction been like over there, Chris, to England getting smashed in that first test? And can you see them bouncing back? I know that Jofra Archer, he's come in for James Anderson. They've flicked Moeen Ali, and Leach has come into the squad. Is that going to be good enough for England?
They hope so. Well, he is all the rage, Jofra Archer. I can't remember a similar amount of height for a test debutant. Certainly they talk about that. Some of the journalists over here are saying it's the biggest hyped up test debut since Graham Hick, who had
how'd that go?
Quite late in his career. Well, he played for a while, didn't he? So in the end, and he's now Steve Smith's right hand man, as we all know, flinging throwdowns at him 1,000 times a day. Look, I think they're still confident in English conditions, guys. I mean, I sort of tend to think that Australia's got a huge leg up for winning that first test. You haven't done it in England for 14 years. There seems to be more question marks about the England side, and a lot of that has got to do with the fact that Jimmy Anderson is not around. He's such a key player for them. But Jofra Archer, he brings speed. He's got that skinny bounce. You've seen what he's done to opposition batsmen through the World Cup, even in the Big Bash. So he's a real factor in this match, and we just don't know. He's hardly bowled a red ball in the last year. It's going to be fascinating to see how he goes.
I haven't got him squirreled away just as a one-day player, Jofra Archer. I mean, his first-class record is quite remarkable. I know it could be on some, pitches that help him over there quite clearly, but, he's taken 131 first-class wickets in 28 matches at an average of 23. That stacks up pretty good. That's good red ball form.
It does, and, we get carried away sometimes, don't we, with old guys and play red ball game for 11 months. Well, this is the way the international schedule works. Yeah. He's an in-demand player. He's playing in the IPL. Steve Smith is actually his captain at Rajasthan. He's in the Big Bash. He's in England's World Cup side, which was the priority for England, absolutely. So, he hasn't actually had a ton of opportunities. And I don't know if you've seen the video of him bowling in the Sussex second 11 game last week against Gloucestershire. Those poor teenagers who were playing against him looked like they'd won a competition. It was they wouldn't have got a pay for it, but they certainly deserved it. He didn't bowl with any mercy at all, did he? He was pretending he was bowling to David Warner and Stephen Smith. So I will say that the Australians look like they are concerned about him, or at least very much readying themselves for him. the likes of Pat Cummins, we're doing a lot of short bowling towards the Australian batsmen in the nets this week. I mean, they do that anyway, but I think it's been ramped up even more this week because they know that Archer is a serious factor in this test match.
Are they concerned? Is he sort of like a Glenn McGrath because of that extra height? He can place it on a good length and all of a sudden he gets that sharp rise. Is that one of the concerns they have with facing him, or is it just his pace or line and length?
It's a bit of both, isn't it? I mean, it's genuine speed. There's not too many guys that are bowling 145 and upwards in a consistent level. And it's not just that normal bounce. He's got a skiddy sort of bounce, you know. So I suppose it rears up at you a bit more than you expect. I mean, it's hard to describe probably unless you've faced it.
Yeah.
Clearly I haven't, and I'm not in a hurry to. So, but they, yeah, look, I think certainly he's someone who brings an attribute that's different to what England already have. You know, we know that Chris Wokes is brilliant at Lords and he likes swinging the ball, you know, down the slope. And obviously Stuart Broad, he'll bowl from the pavilion end because he's, you know, a bit more of a stump-to-stump guy, or certainly will be aiming for the LBWs and the bowls. But Archer just gives them something that they don't have usually. He almost gives them a Pat Cummins type, doesn't he, in that respect. And in that sense, you know, he's something that, you know, Australia have to really be ready for.
Yeah, no doubt about that. This pitch at Lords, I know it's probably hard if the covers are on, although you said it's not raining at the moment. They wanted to green it up, but last time England batted there in a first innings in a test match, they got bowled out for 85 against Ireland. We're hearing the pitch is a little bit drier. What are you hearing?
That's true, yeah, it is. I mean, there's a little bit of green on it, but what they do here apparently is, and this is a bit of horticultural speak, so apparently they take the grass off pretty late at Lords because if they don't, if they take it off early, they're concerned that it'll, you know, that it'll break up and too much during the test match. So there is still a bit of grass on it, but that's expected to come off before the match. And this is not going to be anything like that Ireland test match. You remember Joe Root took the curator to task over that over the state of that wicket when Ireland were bowled out for 38 in the second innings. He said it was substandard. There's a new curator here. The old curator, his name was Mick Hunt, by the way.
One of our favourites.
He retired last year, yeah. So this guy's, he's got his own style, but it almost seems like he's possibly hit back at Joe Root's criticism and dished him up what could end up being a dry flat wicket here.
Right, so Nick Hunt had a fight with Joe Root.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. They might after this one, Laurie. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Your prediction, Chris?
Well, at the moment, I'm predicting maybe it might be a 3.5 day test match. But I think Australia are good things. You know, I mean, good things is probably a strong way to put it in a betting sense. But I think Australia are well placed, I should say, after taking, you know, a lead in the series early on. They've got a great record at Lords. They've got the best player in the world. You know, I think, you know, it's probably the right play to hold James Pattinson back, given his record. You know, I'd have to lean towards Australia if there's going to be a result here.
Good on you, mate. We just want the weather to play ball here. That's the big, big thing. Chris, we thank you so much for your insights. And what's the new curator's name?
It's not as good, but I can't remember it.
thank you for that.
Good on you guys.
There he goes, Chris Barrett from the Sydney Morning Herald. We've been telling you for a couple of days, what was it, Loz? $6 the draw started out in the second test match at tab.com.au. Yeah. It got into two, it got into $1.95, $1.90, $1.85. It's now $1.80. The draw is now $1.80. So people are certainly banking on this weather to play a role. Well, obviously a massive role, yeah. Right, to wipe out 2 days of play. That's virtually what that's telling you. But England, $3.80, the Aussies, $3.20, but the draw's $1.80.
Yeah, I think
hope that, we get play.
I think that suggests, TK, that this...
Yeah,
this,
but, mate, predicting the weather's
rain,
hard.
Well,
I love the weather. You know I love the weather.
I know you do. You look
What about
that
Friday?
Far
it's
going to
be
front.
26 here.
We're in Sydney.
Yep.
Bull. I'm calling BS.
I can't believe you don't
I'm
keep an eye.
I'm calling bullshit.
I'm telling you.
I'm calling bullshit.
I'm telling you.
Well, give me a look, Alan Wilkie. Pull it up. Give me a
what
look.
What about the weather? Now, it's 7:22.